I've been getting a lot of photographs and from Bradley and Mark up in Burundi, Bujumbura, and I've been WhatsApping with Bradley quite often. And as Arthur was just saying earlier on, how amazing it is that the Lord is touching the world out there from this family, from this family. This morning, Mark is ministering in Stanley's church. Vincent is ministering in Methuselah's church. And Bradley is ministering in Samuel's church. And how awesome is that? How awesome is that? Jenny ministers out often. How awesome is that? And God is using this body to touch the nation out there. You don't have to be the greatest preacher or the greatest minister. You don't have to know the Bible backwards from the front to the back. But just to be available for Jesus, and guess what? He's going to use you. And he'll establish in what he's wanting for you in this hour. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sally was just sharing with that prophetic word that she gave. How will the world know who we are? How will the world know who we are? And I often think about that. I often think about that. And I can remember many, many years ago, I would just look around and I would look at all the different ministers and all the different preachers. And I would think, is it excellence of speech? Will they know us by our healings? Will they know us by the prophetic word that we bring? And I can remember clearly the Lord one evening saying to me, Arvin, you need to look at the fruit. Look at the fruit. And I think that's something that we often miss. We overlook that. And we look at all the other areas. And God's wanting us to come back and to look at the fruit. And as individuals, to walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Before I go on with the message, if you're walking in a dry place here this morning, I just feel there's somebody that, you know what, you're in the desert. And you walk in the desert. And I want to tell you this morning, and maybe the Lord's already spoken to you today, that Jesus loves you. He loves you. And he wants you out of that place. He wants you out of that dryness. He wants to bring you into a place of fullness with him. And if that's you this morning, I really pray that as you leave here today, that you'd bring yourself into a special time of prayer with him, that the Lord would take you out and he'll deliver you from that place that you're in. I just feel that you're in the desert and you're dry, 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 dry. Jesus wants to take you out of there this morning. If that's you, Father, I just thank you that through your Spirit that you just begin to water, through your Spirit that you begin to speak, and through your Spirit, Lord, that you just bring clarity to that person's life, Lord, that they would know today that you're with them, Lord, that you'd make a way where there seems to be no way. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I love you. I thank you for this morning. I thank you that I have this opportunity to share your word. And I ask, Lord Jesus, that as I share your word, that you'd water that word, that this word and that this seed would take root deep within each and every heart here this morning, that this word this morning would be life-changing. Thank you, Jesus. What are we supposed to look like? Sometimes we look at the wrong things. The word of God says that we'll know them by their fruits. And we're in a world system. We're in a worldly environment where it's take, 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 take. The world is always taking. But the Lord is raising up a family. He's raising up a people. He wants to fill us with things. He wants to take us, he wants to put us out there so that we can give those things to a dry and to a dying world. We've got something that they can't get out there. Amen? Let's turn to John 15, and I'm going to read from verse 1 through to 17. John 15, from verse 1 right through to 17. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine, and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want and it'll be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments. Remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment, to love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay one's life down for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, as I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command, to love each other. Wow. Back to verse 8. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to the Father. And I really feel that is what Jesus is looking for in this time. I know there's the word has come out that we're entering a new season, and God is wanting to pour out his Spirit upon all of us here, so that to enable us to do what he's called us to do. But I believe that this is part of the season that Jesus is taking us into, that we need to bear the fruits of the Spirit in our lives. And that is what will separate us from the world. That is what's going to separate us. That is what they're looking for. The fruit we bear as believers is the evidence of his abiding on the throne of our lives. If I'm bearing fruit in my life, that's the evidence that Jesus is alive in me. Let me put it another way. The fruit here is the product of that which is created by the inner vine, the life of the vine. What's going on inside of me is going to come out. I can't hide it. It will come out. We can fool each other here on a Sunday, and we can put on the greatest smile. We can hug each other and laugh. But let me tell you something. When you're out there, all that pressure, you're going to crack. You're going to crack. It's going to squeeze you. And vrachtach, what's inside of you? It's going to show. Not going to hide it. It's going to come out. All the cracks and all those dark areas, they're going to reveal themselves. We cannot consistently display the fruit of the Spirit unless we are totally surrendered to Jesus. I was speaking to myself here this morning. I can have all the self-discipline in the world. I know the world teaches us self-discipline. I can have that. I may be able to perform random acts of fruit, but you know what? It's going to be inconsistent. Why? Because it does not come from the flow of the Spirit within us. All the trials and all the pressure. Is going to bring out all those ugly things. Jesus says that it's for the Father's glory that we bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be His disciples. John 15:8, when you produce much fruit, you are my disciples, and this brings great glory to the Father. And when reading this, something that got my attention was that the Bible talks of fruit and not fruits. We have a fruit tree in our backyard. We got it from Arthur a few years ago. And this, it's grown and it's become really, really strong. And we pick all that fruit from that tree. Goes into a basket or into a bag, and it goes into our fridge. All that fruit is from the same tree. The Holy Spirit is the source of all that fruit in our lives. It's the Holy Spirit, it's the inner vine, it's the binding of Christ in us that's going to reveal all that stuff. Let's turn to Galatians. We're going to read from verse 5 to 22. Galatians 5:22, we're going to read through to 26. Oh dear. Tablet's just gone on the blink. Okay, there we go. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have nailed the passions and desires of their sinful nature to the cross, and have crucified them there. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. I believe in my heart that those fruits are in very short supply. Those who follow Jesus are going to bring with them excellent fruit and usefulness into the kingdom of God, giving glory to His name. So wherever I go, I'm taking Galatians 5:22 with me. And that needs to be manifested in everything that I do. The reason why I got on to minister on this morning. I prepared a message, and I can feel that there was just something else. And the Lord reminded me of about 4 Wednesdays ago. The elders, we get together on a Wednesday morning, and we pray for you, and we go through certain things that need doing in the church. And while we were praying, I saw these two bowls. I saw two bowls of fruit I saw the real fruit and I saw the fake fruit. It's not real. It looks the part. It's empty, it's fake. It's only for display. It's only for display purposes. But the other one carried everything that is true and everything that is real. I can take from that, from this bowl, I can peel it and I can eat it. And that's what Jesus is asking us to be right now. In which bowl of fruit do you find yourself this morning? Be honest with yourself. Do you really feel in your heart today that you can say to Jesus that you're walking in the fullness of Galatians 5:22? It cannot come in when I walk in my own strength, but that comes through the Spirit, abiding in the Spirit. I just want to put it another way for you. If I say the words to you this morning, made in China, straight away you think, ah, cheap. It's a copy. It's no good. Ne? Yeah. And I'm sure for a lot of the guys that are sitting here, you've got this watch fetish. And someone will come and they'll show you this watch, and it looks so real. It looks so real. It looks the part, and you hold this thing, but you know what? It costs a tenth of the price of the real, the dinkum thing. And you know what? We jump in when we buy these things. 100 meters waterproof. I walk past the shower and the water gets in. Come on. We're not willing to pay the price. You're not willing to pay the price. So run with the cheapest thing in the market. Someone that walking past is not going to know that it's not real. As long as I've got that Breitling or Rolex on my hand, they're going to think it's real, but it's not. I jump off this platform this morning, all the hands fall off. I've had that. Somebody gave me a watch, and I went, wow. Joke, man. I stuck it in the bathroom, just the steam from the bath, it got in there. Then I knew, man, this thing's no good. And you know what? Yes, we laugh and we joke about those things. But it's a reality with all of us sitting here. We're not willing to pay the price. It's going to cost you, family of God, it's going to cost you to walk in the fullness of Galatians 5:22. What does that cost? You need to lay your life down. You need to lay your life down. I can remember a couple of months ago, Marilee stood here, and the Lord really spoke to her about entering in deep. Do you remember that, Marilee? That Jesus is wanting us to go deep. He wants us to have a deep walk with Him. He doesn't want us just to skim the top of the surface, but He wants us to a deep walk with Him. And it's not always easy. For me, that talks about putting Jesus first in everything that I do. If you love Jesus, it's going to be easy for you. If you really and truly, you can say in your heart this morning, Lord Jesus, I love you. That scripture, Galatians 5, 22, 26, is going to be easy for you. You'll have no problem turning your back on the world and entering in deep into the Spirit. You cannot give what you don't have. You can't give what you don't have. The world is tired of all this fake stuff. They're tired of it. And let me tell you something. Like we can spot a fake watch, they can see, and they'll know if you are really a true disciple of Jesus. When ministering to people, to family and friends, we'll all have those opportunities. Work colleagues, it's easier to minister to them when I'm coming out of that place, when I find myself, I've saturated myself in Galatians 5:22, when the fruit of the Spirit is alive and there's an outflow of that in my life. They'll see that. And I promise you, they'll come to you. They'll be drawn to you. I've seen it at work. I've seen it with family members. They fight with you. But when there's a problem, they come to you. Sally's laughing. Is that true, Sally? Absolutely. They come to you because they can see something of Jesus in you. That's why they're drawn to you, and that's what's going to make it easier for you when you're ministering to the lost, when you're ministering to your family members. They'll be drawn to that. But that's what's going to make the difference. Have you got family members? Have you got work colleagues? When they see you, do they run? Do they run? Why? Are you maybe preaching an empty gospel? They can feel it, they can sense it, and they can see it. Because they don't recognize anything there. What they see is the same as what they have. If I'm walking with Jesus and my prayer life is right, I have that deep relationship with Him, that fruit is always available. If I need patience for somebody at work, guess what? It's there. If I need kindness for a family member, it's there. Absolutely. In this, and we read it over and over in John, God is glorified. God does not want us to look the part, but He wants us to live it, and He wants us to be it. Amen. I search my own heart when it comes to all of these things. And I know, even myself, I falter in a lot of these things. But I've got to quickly come back to what the Word says. If I'm walking contrary to the fruits of the Spirit, if I'm walking contrary to what the Word says in Galatians, you know what? It robs you. It robs you. Let's get back to the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. love, joy, and peace. I've put the fruits into clusters because I felt a lot of them went hand in hand. Love, joy, and peace, I've put those together. If you carry love, joy, and peace, let me tell you something. I'm going to see that in your countenance. Your face is going to show it. It's going to be obvious. The love that God is talking about is that agape love. It's the highest level of love. It always seeks the other's highest good. Are you always seeking the highest good? Somebody else's good, are you always seeking that? Everything good flows out of God's love. If you don't have that, the other eight attributes will not function in your life. I believe that that love that the Lord is talking about is the catalyst that holds all those things together. We had an outside preacher that ministered on joy a few weeks ago. How does the world see joy? They see it as worldly pleasure. But the joy that comes from the Father is something that's completely different. It's the inner joy of Christ that is revealed through our countenance. And only Christ can give that. Let's turn to John 15, verse 11. I have told you these things so that you may be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Peace, obvious in our countenance of the spirit-controlled believer. It's the inner peace that he's talking about, and it's God's gift to us. These are three fruits that Satan really, really wants to steal from you. He'll do his utmost to rob you of these three things: love, joy, and peace. You got no joy. You got no peace. He's got you. Those three fruits come from an outflow of the Spirit in your life. The peace that the Lord is talking about, let's read in John 14, verse 27. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Love, joy, and peace are a natural outcome when we are abiding in the Spirit. I've put long-suffering, kindness, and goodness together. Long-suffering is the same as patience. And I looked up the meaning of this word. It means far from anger. Far from anger. Cannot be worked up and does not retaliate. Long-suffering arises from a spirit of love. Kindness. Christ shows us his kindness so that we can pass it on to others. Ephesians 2, verse 7. So God can point us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us, who are united with Christ Jesus. Goodness. Jesus went out doing good. One self-centered, self-seeking. Now our actions are characterized by goodness. These are some of the things that we've carried before we gave our lives to Jesus. We were once self-centered and self-seeking. Does that still reign in your life? Are you self-centered? Are you self-seeking? Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Wow. God reminds us when we live a life of faithfulness, it strengthens our sense of self-worth. Let's read Luke 16:10. If you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. Gentleness, the fruit of gentleness. It also means to be meek. And if I talk to you about the word meek, it sounds very weak, doesn't it? It sounds weak. But it's one of the strongest character traits that a Christian can have. One of the strongest. The world will see it as weak, but let me tell you some people, there is a strength in that. I want to give you an example. And Lenny will bear me out. Lenny used to train horses. She used to ride horses for many, many years. And if you watch TV, you've got these cowboys that ride these stallions, and this thing's never been ridden before. And this thing bucks all over the place. But eventually they break it in. They domesticate this animal. If you look into that horse's eyes, and I've done it on many occasions, there's a gentleness there. You look into a horse's eyes, there's a gentleness there. But look at that horse as a whole. Wow. There's great strength and power. Great strength and power. Self-control. It does not come through fleshly energy, but only through the Holy Spirit. These are the 9 attributes of a person living in accord with the Holy Spirit. When you produce these, you're allowing the Holy Spirit to be active in your life. And I really want to ask you today, I'm sure this message on the fruits of the Spirit has been preached many a time. You've read that scripture many a time. But it's a season that Jesus has taken us into, that we need to be productive in that area. If we're wanting to bring change, that needs to show. I can't take the empty bowl of fruit out there. I need to take that fruit that carries the Spirit. Why? Because when they eat into it, it's going to bring life. It's going to bring the sustenance. It's going to bring everything that they need. And then I've got 4 quickly that I put off my own. God fruit. What is God fruit? Number one, it's people fruit. The people we have introduced to Christ or influenced in a good way. When we walk with Jesus, there is a positive impact to all those people that I'm coming into contact with. That's the God fruit. Are you having a positive impact at work? Are you having a positive impact with your family members? Or again, when they see you, do they run? Giving fruit. That's our time, our money we give to the cause of Christ. That's our fruit that helps spread the gospel and to minister to people in need. When you come up here on a Sunday morning, the tithes and offerings, that's the fruit that you're giving. To extend the gospel. The gospel fruit. When believers spread the gospel of Christ, it will bear fruit. And then the fruit of praise. Praising God, telling others that Christ is Lord, that Jesus is the fruit that honors God. I want to ask you this morning, What is your prayer life like? What is your prayer life like? Are you spending time in the Word? If your prayer life is right, and if you're spending time in the Word, Galatians 5:22, no problem. No problem. If you can search inside today, and you know who you are, that those fruits aren't evident, then you need to sort your prayer life out. And you need to start spending time on the Word. Jesus will not use you. He will not use you, church, if we are not walking in the fullness of the Spirit. He said He's coming back for a glorious bride. He's coming back for a people that are full of the Spirit, that are full of His Word, that are able to take what is real and what is true out there. It's time to change. His will becomes ours, and that comes from a relationship with our Father. It's a new season. Let's walk in the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Yeah, don't let it be fake. It's going to cost you. Don't jump in for the first cheap watch that you see. I'm being honest, I don't know how else to get it across to you. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. In Him we live, in Him we move, in Him we have our being. There's going to come a time very, very soon, very soon, sooner than you think, I'm going to be able to see what is real and what is fake. I remember my grandmother had this bowl of fruit on her dining room table. It was made out of that like porcelain, and it had been lacquered, and it had this like all shiny stuff on it. Sure, and it looked good. But even as a kid, man, I knew that stuff was fake. And I was too scared to go near it, because if I broke it, I was in big trouble. Those that follow Jesus are not easily broken. Yeah. Amen. Sure. Could the worship team come up? While the worship team is coming up, there are some people that wanted prayer. And we're going to ask them to come up so we can pray for them. And one of the fruits of the Spirit we went through this morning was long-suffering. As Franco said. So you're going to need a little bit of long-suffering. We're going to pray for these people. And as we pray for these people, I also want you to stand in faith. And to pray with us and to stretch your hands out. It's a body that's unified. It's a family that's unified. Christian Bueller, it's good to have you back. It's good to have you back. I thought about you a lot. Yeah, I thought you, but I didn't forget you. And like Lenny said, this is another couple that went out. They crossed the oceans, they crossed the continent to do what Jesus was calling them to do. And again, I want to leave you with this word, Krish and Beulah, that the best is yet to come. I believe it was a fruitful time for you. I pray that the Lord would really increase that in your life, that He would strengthen that. You know, sometimes we think that when we get to a certain age, that Jesus is not going to use us anymore. It's a lie of the devil. He will use us from this height, from this age, 3-4 years old, up until when we die. Amen. Those that wanted prayer, can I ask you to come to the front quickly?
Come up for prayer now, yes. Yes. Come. Sure, just one moment. Yeah, those that wanted prayer. I just believe, you know, last week we spoke about releasing the power of God that is within you. The Bible says that God will give us abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. And I want you to release that power that is within you today as we pray for these people that need prayer today. Just put out your hand, and the Bible says, if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. We just have to believe. God does the miracle. It's not nothing we can do in our own strength. It's the power of God right now. Okay? And we're going to pray. My brother needs prayer for his back, and he specifically asked for prayer and said, will we pray for his back? I believe God's going to heal him today. Do you? I believe God's going to heal him right now. I'm just going to lay my hand on that area, and we're going to pray, and I want you to put out your hands, pray in the Spirit, pray whatever way you can pray right now. And Father, I just thank you for your anointing here right now. Hallelujah. And you say it's around this area. So now we just speak to this area, and whatever the problem is right now, Lord, we ask you by the power of your Spirit to touch this area right now. I command healing to flow through. If it's the muscle, if it's sinew, if it's a nerve, whatever it may be, Lord, we don't know, but you created this body and you have made it in absolute perfection. So I command healing to flow through that area now in Jesus' name. All pain, go. All discomfort, go. In the name of Jesus. We believe. In Jesus' name. Just do something. Believe God's touched you. Does it feel like anything's happened? It's easy. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. You healed. In Jesus' name, you healed. Amen. Praise God. So, sorry. Carry on. Okay, we're going to pray. What are we going to pray about? Let's all pray together. Huh? But we've prayed for that. But Father, I just want to thank you for pity, and I want to thank you, Lord, that you are with him. And I want to thank you, Lord, that you're with him at this very time, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you that you're touching him right there where he is right now. Take that discomfort and that pain and that suffering away, Lord. And also give Emma peace in her heart, Lord, right now. That her daddy's got peace in his heart about what's happening in his life right now. And Lord, I just thank you that you're with Emma, and thank you that you're with her daughter. And thank you that you're busy doing a great and mighty work in her daughter's life right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I just want to thank and praise you that you are the God that meets our needs, all our needs, according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And Lord, I want to thank and praise you, Lord God, that you said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. I pray, Lord, that you'll open the doors for my sister as she seeks for a job. And then, Lord, that you'll give her the best possible job that she can get. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you open the doors and that you lead her into those paths. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Lord, what do you want to pray about? As Lord. Father, you hear the cry of a mother's heart. And Lord, I want to thank and praise you, Lord, that there's no distance in prayer. And I want to pray for my sister's son right now, Father. I pray that you'll move in his life, that you'll move in his circumstances. And Lord, that you'll do a mighty work there right now, Lord. As my sister reaches out to you and touches you, Lord, for her son, that you do the work right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you. Was there something else? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank and praise you for Joelle. I thank you, Lord God, for your healing in her life. I want to thank you, Lord God, for healing in her circumstances. And I want to thank you, Lord God, for provision in every area of her life. Father, I want to thank you now, Lord, in those areas that, Lord, you just move mightily right now. And Lord God, I just give you praise that you are busy doing the work right now, Lord, as we reach out to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just drench her with your anointing now, Lord. I'm busy doing the thing of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just as Ivan was ministering, I had this picture sitting in the back there of an orange being peeled. Now, you know, an orange is an interesting fruit. It's one of those fruit that you actually can't peel or eat in secret. Have you ever tried to eat an orange in a classroom in secret, Lynn? You would know if a child's picking at an orange, hey? Because what actually happens is that as you start peeling it, this beautiful aroma starts filling the room because the oil is being released in the skin. And then when you get to the fruit, you think about an orange. It's got these lovely segments in it that's beautiful for eating, and it's so refreshing. After a rugby or netball match, what actually happens is that segments of oranges are given to the poor children running around in 25-degree heat playing netball, you know, to refresh them. But also, it's beautiful in a salad. It's lovely as a dessert. You can squeeze it, and all this lovely juice comes out of it, you know. Craig often says there's nothing better than 100% orange juice. And as I was sitting at the back thinking about this analogy of fruit and that, I was thinking that the Lord's saying to some here, are you willing to come out, even this morning as a declaration, and for your life to be peeled as an orange? For your life to be a fragrance to people around you? For segments of fruit to bring refreshing to other people? For you to be squeezed a little bit, or maybe a lot, for fruit to for that juice to flow from his hand. And I just feel this, for some people there needs to be a declaration just to come out. We don't even have to pray with you, but just to come out and for you to raise your hand and say, Lord, peel me, take me. So if there's any, you know, I just feel you just have to come out and God will honor that declaration. If that's you, I just feel the Lord saying, come out. He wants you just to stand here and say, Lord, peel me. Amen.
Could I ask us all to stand? We're not going to sing another song this morning, but we are going to close with this. That as the worship team is ministering on the instruments, and I know and I feel and I believe that the Spirit of God is moving in this place, that as Thor said, that the Lord would begin to peel and it'll begin to open up and expose everything that is on the inside that needs to be exposed and released. And our heart and our prayer is for that today. That Jesus would begin to peel, to release and expose what is inside of us. And that's the release of the Spirit, the Lord's Spirit in us. And Father, I thank you that today, right here, right now, that there is breakthrough. That there is breakthrough. Situations and circumstances that have held people back, I thank you today that your Spirit is moving in this place. And that breakthrough is happening right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you that that which was closed, you're opening. That which was broken, Father, you're restoring. So I don't know why I'm praying this. Father, I thank you that today, that you restore self-worth. That you restore self-worth, Lord. Lord Jesus, we love you. We give you all the glory and all the honor. It's not in man's strength and it's not in might. It's in you, Jesus. That our lives and everything that we do would be in you and through you. Father, I pray a reality of Galatians 5:22 over every person here today. That this family would shine for you, Jesus. That this family would produce and release what you've asked us to, Father. We give you all the glory and all the honor, we say this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thanks, Ivan. So, if you need prayer, please don't run away. We're happy to pray for you. Join us for a cup of coffee. If you need to go, thanks very much. Have a wonderful afternoon.